Lots of folks have problems with pigeons. They gather in large numbers, poop everywhere, and steal your food. But a New York artist is trying to clean up our perceptions of pigeons. WSF's Susan Giles Wontuck takes you to a new exhibit at the USF Contemporary Art Museum.
Duke Riley's first encounter with a pigeon came in childhood. He found an injured homing pigeon, nursed it back to health, released it, and it returned to him again and again. He says his art reflects the lofty position the birds hold in his eyes.
I would say that I was probably hoping to draw people's attention to both build a greater understanding and awareness to the birds themselves and a greater appreciation for their intelligence and their beauty and the way that they've served humanity in the past.
The Flights of Fancy exhibition at USF Contemporary Art Museum brings together two of Riley's pigeon-inspired projects. Curator Sarah Howard.
I think this exhibition and Duke's work, as well as what's exciting and provocative about a lot of contemporary art and the role of artists and cultural institutions in society, is the ability for it to shift our perspectives.
Riley's Trading with the Enemy project, launched a few years ago, involved training 50 pigeons and building tiny harnesses that would allow them to fly from Key West to Havana, carrying cameras or cigars, and later fly back again. The show displays portraits of the carrier pigeons who were named for infamous smugglers and videos of their exploits. One of the birds captured sound from a party boat in the Florida Straits. Some may think that project was a political statement about Cuba. Riley calls the former U.S. ban on trade and travel with that country un-American.
As an American, it seems completely hypocritical and unconstitutional that you could tell an American citizen that they can travel anywhere in the world except this one place.
Riley's fly-by-night public art project paid homage to the history of the birds and New York City. 2,000 pigeons took flight, fitted with specially made remote-controlled mini LED lights on their legs. Curator Sarah Howard says while the USF Contemporary Art Museum has seen its share of unique exhibitions, this may be the first one that brings the art to life. The main gallery at USF CAM plays host to about half a dozen feathered friends on loan from a local pigeon fancier and tended by specially trained staff members. On the day we visited, they seemed content in their mint green, mauve, and pink loft that once stood in Havana, Cuba, most of them quietly resting, another preening. Howard details some of the other sites in the collection.
Duke works in this style of a field naturalist, so he brings in elements from the project, the kind of ephemera and research and data, the things that he would use to train the pigeons and care for the pigeons. And so elements of that are brought into the museum and displayed in diorama type of installations.
Riley says he could go on and on about the birds' brilliance, but the esteem in which he holds them may be best captured by Cher Ami, which greets visitors as they come into the exhibition space. The earth tone mosaic looks like it was lifted straight out of Roman times, but where you'd expect to see Caesar's laurel-wreathed head, there stands the figure of a noble bird. Susan Giles, Wontuck, WUSF 89.7 News.